Yechol Leitahani Leyamaltra. If the Kaira is above 20 Yamas high, it should be possible Bechol Eifanim, and an Amaltra should not help. And we'll soon see later the Gemara explains that Amaltra is a new matter, even though the Kaira is Lamala Michof Amam. If you have Amaltra, those are beams like coming out on the side. And the kids of the Yisrael is that people are mastakal at it. People look at the Amaltra, so since they look at these lower beams, they'll also look at the Kaira above. So therefore, if you have an Amaltra coming out on the sides, there's a din later that even though the Kaira is Lamala Mechof, still it's kosher. Now the kasher is, Rav says, why does the Rabbanan say only until 20 Yamas is kosher? Because they learn out from the Heichel. Now the Heichel itself had an Amaltra. It had beams going on top of the Heichel. There were Amaltras coming out. So the more of our filu hochi, Esra mamo hu digvoya, and still we say from the Heichel it's only kosher 20 Yamas high. More than 20 Yamas is possible. Now the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Midos, Chomeish al matroyos shel mila hoyo al gabov zula malamizu. At the entrance of the Heichel, going into the Heichel, on top of the Heichel, there were like five beams going on top of the Heichel. We have this in picture number, on the first page, picture five. That the Heichel and Ulam, on top of the Heichel, there were five beams going across on top of the Heichel. This is called Ramaltria. That's the way the Heichel looked. Yeah. The Tanan is the Mishnah in Midas, that Chomesh Amaltrias, five sticks, came out across on top of the Heichel, Shelmila. It was made from special wood. Rashi says, Shelmila eats, Shegdilim by Milan, they mafotsim, have gallnut water comes out of it. Obaloshin glass. Alright, it's a special type of wood, special type of cedar wood. Hoyo al gabo, zula malamizu, vizula malamizu. It's each board going across on top of the Heichel was one on top of the other, five boards going on top of the Heichel. So what's the kasha? That even though the Heichel had a maltrius going on top of it, still was saying, if the Kaira is more than 20 Amas high, it's possible, because it's not called a Pesach. A Pesach is only until 20. More than 20 is not called a Pesach. Now the kasher is, later we're going to learn, that if you have a Kaira, even though it's Lomala, Michof Amo, still it's kosher when it has an Amaltrio. Now according to Rav, that shouldn't be, because Rav says we learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel. The Heichel is only 20 Amas high. Now anything more than 20 is saying it's possible. I swear it has an Amaltra. The Eichel had Amaltrius on top of it. So if you're going to tell me whenever you have Amaltrius, a Mavi is kosher, even though the Kaira is Lamala Michof, you can't learn that out from the Eichel then. Because since the Eichel had on top of it Amaltrius, why do we say only till 20 is kosher and more than that is possible? No, it should even be kosher Lamala Michof, according to Rav. So the more of a high my tiyufta, what kind of tiyufta is this? Dilma ki tanya hi, the amaltroyis v'ulam tanya. Maybe that the Mishnah in Midoy says, that there were amaltroyis on top of the Heichel, it doesn't mean the Heichel, it was on top of the ulam. So Mela Rav said that the Rabbonin learn out the shear from the Heichel, not from the ulam. The Heichel is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's only high 20 yamas, and not from the ulam, which was high 40 yamas. So maybe the Mishnah Midas says that there were Amaltrius on top, that only means the Ulam had Amaltrius on top. But Einach Nami, maybe the Heichel did not have Amaltrius on top. Therefore it's good that anything above 20 Amos is possible, and we learn it out from the Heichel, and the reason why the Heichel is possible more than 20, because there were no Amaltrius on top. So the Gemara name, the Gemara Tanya, Dilma Kitani the Amaltrius the Ulam Tanya. So the Gemara of Ahai Mai Kusha, what kind of kasher is this? Dilma Tavnes Heichel ke Tavnes Ulam. The Tavnes of the Heichel was the same thing like the Ulam. Heis Dilma Tavnes Heichel ke Tavnes Ulam. The same way that on top of the Ulam it had the Amaltrios, who were then on top of the entrance to the Heichel, there was also Amaltrios. So it's still Shver. That Avada on top of the Heichel, there were five beams going across on top of the Heichel. So there were Amaltrios on top of the Heichel. And still was saying that anything gevoya higher than 20 yamas is not called a Pesach. There's the question, why not? Since it has Amaltrios, it should be kosher even higher up. Now here's the kasher really. Here the kasher starts. Aloma why Omer Rabbi Loi Omer Rav that Rabbi Loi Omer Rav says Alocha Leidom Rochova Rochpa Dalit. If the Kaira, the beam that's being mata the Movi, going across the entrance of the Movi, if it's Dalit Tfochim wide, then the halacha is afal pi shein abriya. Even though it's not a strong kaira, still it's kosher. Because we'll see the halacha later that after we're matra mavi with a kaira, we're saying like in picture one, when you have the entrance, you have a beam going across on top. A kaira is matra. The halacha is later the kaira has to be strong. It has to have strength to hold up a brick. If it can't hold up a brick, the svar is then that the wind will just throw it away. It's not called a good hecker. It has to have strength to it. The board has to be strong. It can hold up a brick. But Rabbi Loi says that's only if the kaira is not wide dalat tvachim. But once the kaira is wide dalat tvachim, then even though it's very weak, it's not strong, still it's kosher. Roch b'marav, roch b'dalat, if it's wide dalat tvachim, afal pi shein abriya, even though it's not strong, still it's kosher. And another loch he said was, v'yim yesh lo amaltru, if by the entrance of the movi, there are amaltrus, we'll see later exactly what it means, there are beams going out on the side of the entrance of the Pesach to the Movi, afilu gevoya yoisa meyetzrim amma, ein atzorach lamayit. This is Rabbi Loi's halacha, that even though the entrance, the Pesach to the Movi, is more than 20 amas high, and you're putting the kaira on top of the entrance, so really the kaira now is more than 20 amas high, still the din is kosher. Our Mishnah says yemayit it's possible. There's an afkamin if you have a maltrus, if you don't have an maltrus. We'll soon see later the Hezber. And a maltrus means there are certain beams coming out on the side, and the swar is that people are mistakel at it. People look at the maltrus. So once they start looking at the maltrus, the male, the leaf will look higher up, and they'll see the curry, even though now it's above 20 yamasai. That's Rabbi Yulei's halacha. That even though the Mishnah says tam, more than 20 is possible, that's only when you don't have anything there to make you look higher. There's no maltrus. But when you have an amaltra, then the halacha is the kaira is allowed to be lamala mechopama. It could be more than 20 amas. Now this is the kasha. If Rav says that how do the rabbanan know the yisoy dafka 20 amas? Because we're learning it out from the heichel. Now the heichel itself had a maltrius on top of the heichel. So v'zoy, why does it say lamala mechop is posel? No, it should be kosher even lamala mechop. Because the heichel itself had a maltrius going on top. And you tell Rabbi Loi, says the halacha, that anytime you have a maltri, it's kosher even higher. So that's the kasha according to Rav. So Drashi, Aloma Amar Rabbi Loi, Hashta Komastik Lepircha. Now the Gemara explains what the kasha is. The Ashkechon de Mahane Yamaltri. We see halacha that a maltri is help, Aliba de Rav, even according to Rav. Umikoro Leshavka Lasukle Milseya de Sosle Lutyufta. Gemara doesn't explain the question till first it asks the kasha, what's the kasha? Maybe it's only going on the ulam, not on the hechel. The Gemara says, no, it goes on the hechel also. And now the Gemara explains the kasha. That what Rabbi Loi said to Alochis, Eshkin's roch podalit, trashim hoisa kaira roch podalit fochim. If the kaira was wide, dalit fochim. Afo pishi dak, even though it's very thin. The yena chazok la kabbala reyach, it can't hold up a brick. Still ksheira. That the Mishnah says later that a kaira has to be strong in order to hold up a brick, that's only kishena rechava dalet. This was not why dalet vochim koma. Another locher, Rabbi Loi says, v'yim yesh lo amaltriya, tarti mili koma rav lakuli, saying two alochas both lakula. This is the kasha now. Why doesn't amaltriya help? So the Gemara Omer Rabbi Yosef, amaltriya masnisen hi. The word that amaltriya is a masnisen. Trashi haya maltra the suya mishmei the rav loy rav amra, like you're saying this din that yes mechuras tiran rav that rav says al maltra helps. No, it's not rav that says it. It's tama brisa that says it. The tiksha the rav ad rav elamas disenhi. It's not rav that said this halacha that when you have al maltra is coming out on the side of the pesach, then even though it's more than 20 amas high, it's kosher. Rav never said that halacha. It's only a brisa that says it. So the Gemara, so what's Sony Brisa? So Gemara say, Mar Ketani Lo, of Zayin, who said the Brisa is a good Brisa? Who learned this Brisa? Maybe it's a Shibish the Brisa. Omer Abaye name, Vochoma Brei the Rabba Barahua Ketani Lo. Name that the Brisa was learned by somebody. It was learned by Choma Brei the Rabba Barahua this Brisa. So it's an emistic Brisa. Or the Zay, it's a Kashan Rav. This din of the maltri is only a brisa. It's not b'shem rav, it's a brisa. Of the tikshul rav, I'll call upon him. It's a kashan rav though. That rav says, how do the rabbanon know the yisoy that only 20 yamas is called the pesach? You learn it out from the heichel. Now the heichel had a maltri on top. And still Rav says only until 20 is kosher. More than 20 is possible. And this braisa says not like that. This braisa says that even though the kira is more than 20 amas high, when you have an amaltrois, vaistois is still called the Pesach. Vaistois and amaltrois can give it a shame Pesach, and it's kosher. So this is a kashan Rav. Omoloch Rav, so Rav answers back, Dala lo mehocha. Rav says, take my name out of the picture. Take me out of here. Is Zuchura masnisin mila kashan adodi. Zuchura, anyway, you have a spirit in the braises now. There's a spirit in the braises. Because there was a braisa before that said that what's shot in the Rabbonin, that the Rabbonin said a loshin, you learned it out from the Hechel. That the braisa before said, the Tanya, Mobi shu gavoye mechof amom, if you have a Mobi that the entrance is higher than 20 amis, yoisa mi pischa shal Hechel, it's higher than the Pesach of the Hechel is Yemayit. This was a braisa. So this braisa we have before says, Klo, that what's the Rabbonin's hezbo, why la mala mechof is possible? Because the Chur, you learned it out from the Hechel. So it's enough in a braisa that says the Hechel is the Lima, that was 20 Yamas high, that's called the Pesach. More than 20 Yamas is not called the Pesach. So this is one braisa that says the Hechel tells us the Halacha of 20 Yamas. So it's a spirit of the braises. And here a braisa says that if you have the Kura more than 20 Yamas high, still it's kosher. Why? Because they're amaltrus. When you have an amaltrus kosher, even it's a malamichov. So it's a spirit of the two braises. Why does this braisa say if it's more than 20 is possible? If you learn it out from the Hechel, fakir. The Hechel also had amaltrus. And you're telling me when you have an amaltro, it's kosher even if it's higher than 20. So Stamazah did a steer of the two braises. So Rav says, what do you want from me? Anyway, there's a steer of the two braises. Omolach Rav, Dala no miyoka, take me out. Masnitsa mila kashin adodi? Isn't there a steer of these two braises? Elo, mayaslachumema, what do you have to say? Tanoihi. It's like a machlekes tanoim atay, according to the Rabbonin. How do the Rabbonin know that above 20 is possible? It's a machlekes tanoim. This price says you learn out from the Hechel, and that's the way Rav holds. And this price, the Vice holds, you don't learn out from the Hechel. Stamatis Svara, 20 Yamas, we'll see later, you don't see so high up. You can't see more than 20 Yamas. That's why it's possible. Then it's good, but when you have an Amaltris, it's kosher, because when you have an Amaltris, since people look at the Amaltris, then they also look up already at the Kera. So Rav says there's a steer in the braises, and it's a machlekes tanoim. Tanoi. So Rav, the dinami tanoi. I'll tell you, according to me, it's also machlekes tanoim. And Echnami, Rav is only saying his esver according to this braisa, that the Rabbonin say lamala mechof is possible. How do we know something higher than 20 is possible? How Rav at this braisa? Because you learn it out from the Hechel. And then Echnami, if you learn it out from the Hechel, even though you have an amalteris, still it should be possible. This price it says is kosher, so machlokes tanoim. So the Gemara name, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Omar, name, that's no good. But loy Rav, without Rav's halacha, if Rav didn't say anything, mas nisa hadodi lekashin. I tell you, there'll be no theory in the prices alone. Without Rav's hezbur, if Rav didn't say clearly that how do the Rabbanu know the story that lamala mechof is possible, because to learn it out from the Hechel, from this price alone, I wouldn't say that. Why? I would tell you without Rav. Le Rabbonon, what's the Hezbon, the Rabbonon in the Mishnah? Why do you say if the Kura is more than 20 Amos high? Is he a Mayit? You have to bring it down as possible. Because Kura time am I. What's the Hezbon? Why did the Rabbonon say? You could be maker with a Kura, Mishum Hekera. It's not a Svara, a Heker. If you have some Heker, something showing you that at the entrance to the Movi, you should know this is not a Rishus Rabin. Even though we're going to let you carry inside the Movi, people should know it's only here, because here is different. Here is not a Rishus Rabin. And they won't come to carry outside of the Rishus Rabin. So if there's some Heker there, something to look and see the difference, the Rabbanu will make it. So if you put a Kaira, that's the Heker. People see something is different now about this Mokim inside. It's not a Rishus Rabin. It's Mutter. Now, how come the braisa said the loshin that if it's more than 20 yamis, which is more than the pesach of the hechel, it's possible? Why did the braisa say a loshin of pesach mipischa shel hechel? So tomorrow I'll tell you, simna bialmo. It's only a simna bialmo. Not if shati is the rabbonim learn out from the hechel. The rabbonim holds tam and svara that people only look up to 20 yamis. More than 20 yamis high, people don't notice it anymore. That's a svara. So since the reason of a Kura is Heter, because there's a Heker there, people see it, when do you see something? If it's within 20 Amis. Once it gets higher than 20 Amis, it's a swear people don't look so high up. Why did the Brice say, Mepischa Shalulam? It's only a Simen Bialmo. Everybody knows the Pesach of the Hechel, a Pesach Shalhechel. The Pesach of the Hechel was 20 Amis high. It's just a Simen. The halacha is, if the kor is more than 20 amos, it's posel. Why? Because then there's no heker. People don't look up so high. Why does the b'raisa say a hechel? The piskah shel hechel. That's a sim b'yama. So now there'll be no steers in the b'raisa. If it's a svar and heker, then a malter is a good svar to be matter. When do we say people don't look up? If there's nothing to distract, there's nothing special. But when you have an amalter, so soon as you have beams coming out on the side, that's a new svar that people like to look at those beams. And once you start looking up, you look all the way up already, so that's a svar, that's mutter. Then we say people will recognize the kaira, even though here the kaira is the malamichov, because people look up at the amalter. So without Rav, there'll be no stevens and brises. The Rabbana Taka don't learn out from the Hechel. Either Brisa says the word Hechel, that's only for Simon Bialma. But according to Rav, it's a Stira though. Rav is the one that says no up until now. Rav was Mazgun. How do the Rabbana know the Alocha L'malam Echof is possible? Because we have a Limud, we learn it out from the Hechel. If you learn it out from the Hechel, it's a Stira, isn't the Brisa then? So who, there should be a Kasha to Rav. So the Gemara, for Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Ha Nicha Eloi Svirlei Ha the Rabba. If he doesn't hold like Rabba, Eli Svirlei Ha the Rabba. But if he holds like Rabba, that says the Hezbrin Sukkah, what? The Yom Rabba. Ksiv, it says the Posek by Sukkah, Laman Yedu Dorisechem Ki Ba Sukkah Soi Shavti. The Halacha that the Schach, the first Mishnah in Sukkah says that the Schach is Lamala Mechof Amma, the Schach is also Posel. Now some big Machlokes in the Gemara in Sukkah, why Schach Lamala Mechof is Posel? Rabbi says the reason is because the Pasuk says Laman Yedu Dorisechem. You have to know, you have to be able to realize to see Kivasuka Sashafti. So the Schach has to remind you of the Anani Yaakovit. And the same Svara there. The Wat Ad es Rimama Odom Yodeya Shadar Basuka. It's Tama Svara. Why Lamala Mechof is Possum? Because people recognize something, Kozman is within 20 Amos off the ground. Of a Lamala Meyesrimama, once the Schach is more than 20 Amos high, ain't Odom Yodeya. People don't recognize it, don't see it anymore. Mishum Gleishalta Be'ena, because people don't look so high up. That's the way Rabbah learns the Machlokes in the beginning of Sukkah. Why is a Schach Posel Lamala Mechof? Because your eyes don't look so high up. So the Kashra is now, according to Rab Nachum Rab Yitzchok, that he wants to say that's the same Machlokes here by Movi. Why do the Rabbonin say if the Kerub is higher than 20 Yamas is Posel? Not because we're learning like Rav from the Pesach of the Hechel, but it's a Svara. That a Kerub is Mishum Heker. People only realize it if it's within 20 Yamas. If it's more than 20 Yamas high, people don't look so high up. That's the Rabbonin Svara. I have Yehuda in the Mishnah says still it's kosher, because of Yehuda's Svara is no. People look higher up even though it's higher than 20 Yamas. Still people look. And that's the same Achleikis in Sukkah. In the Mishnah Sukkah, Rav Yehuda also says, even though the Schach is Lamala Mechof, he holds his kosher there also. Was the effect of Gemara? Alma Gavi Sukkah Nami Bekeri Pligi. By Sukkah, it's the exact same Achleikis about Heker. How high do people recognize something? Why do we have to have two Machleikis in? A Machleikis in the Mishnah here in the beginning of Erevin, and a Machleikis in the Mishnah in the beginning of Sukkah. The Chur is the exact same Svara. There should have been a Machleikis one place, and that would be sufficient for both places. It's the exact same Svara. Hey, by Sukkah, the Pasuk has Laman Yedu L'Rasechem. You have to be able to recognize to see the Tzchach. That's what you have to see. By Kaira, the Svara, you have to recognize the Kaira. In both cases, you have to recognize it. So the Machleikis says, the Rabbanan say only until 20 Yamas you recognize something, and Yav Yehuda says no, you recognize it even though it's higher than 20 Amos. So what do you have that two Machlokes in for? It's good, they're two separate Machlokes in Lagamri, but according to the Sfar now, it's the exact same Machlokes. In the Gemara, that's not Shver. Tzricha, I need both Machlokes in. Niyash, meaning God the Sukkah, if you only have the Machlokes by Sukkah, Bok Omer Rav Yehuda. There Rav Yehuda says, even though the Schach is higher than 20 Amos, still it's kosher. You know why? Kivon L'Yeshiva Avida. What do you do inside a Sukkah? You sit there, you eat. Observe, when people are sitting enjoying themselves, Shota V'yena, then no more you look up. So even though it's higher than 20 Amos, still you look up, you recognize the Schach. Avu Movi. Mashiach can hear this alleyway when you're walking into the Movi. Tilihiluch of it. What are you doing in the alleyway? You're walking in there. Or you're going out. Either you're going home, you're going to your house, or else you're coming out from your house into Rishus Rabbim. It's meant lohiluch, just to walk. So the other svar is, Eima moidu l'rabbonin. That maybe Rabbi Yehuda is moidu to the Rabbonin. That anything higher than 20 Amos, people don't look that high. Leisholta v'ayna. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda will hold an Al Mishnah if the curve is the Malam Echof, it should be possible. Kamash Mullah, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, even by a Movi, that people are just walking through the entrance, still he holds people look up and notice something, even though it's higher than 20 Amos. V'yashmina b'ho. If we only have the machlokes here by Mavuim, b'ho ka'ami rabbonin. Here the rabbonin say that if it's l'mala mechof, it's posel. Why? Because the svara. Since through a Mavu, you're just walking through, when you're walking, you don't look up so high. So people don't realize something that's higher than 20 amos. That's why it's posel by Mavu. Avo b'hach. Mashenkin by Hilchasukon, aim a moider than Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Rabbanan will be moider to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Tzchach, even though it's higher than 20 Yamas, but since you sit inside the Sukkah and you enjoy yourself there, you're there a long time, you do look up and you do realize the Tzchach is there. So I would think it's kosher, tricha. That's why I need the both machloikis in. I need the machloikis by Hilchas Ervin to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mala Mechof, still you recognize it? And I need the machlekes by sukkah to tell me the rabbanim say no. Even though you're sitting inside the sukkah and you could look up at times, but if it's higher than 20 amos, that's a svara. You don't realize that it's there. You're not makayim the pasuk leman yedu derasechem. So it's good why we need both machlekes. So Gemara now, Maya Maltra. Well, if we started out the original shayla that Rabbi Eloi said halacha that namala for koira is lamala mechaf it's pasul. But if we have an amaltrus there, then it's kosher. What is this amaltrus? Maya Maltra. Rav Choma Brei the Rabba Baravu Omar Kini. Kini Rashi says Kini Kagain Kine Oifis nest of birds, bird's nest. Ho you boltim mitachas ulam. It's underneath the ulam came out bird nest. Lamalam in a pesach. I'm not exactly how you read this, it's a stira. If it came out mitachas ulam under the ulam, how is it lamalam in a pesach on top? Rakopan, it was like bird's nest. Now they have the picture, also picture 5. It's on top of the ulam, they were like pictures of bird nests. They're on top of the ulam. That's one shot. That's called kini. It looked at pictures of bird nests. That's one shot. Kini. Kini. Kiyosi Ravdimi Yomar Amiv Maroven at Yisrael, they learned Piske di Arza. No, it was pieces of cedar wood. Trashi Piske di Arza. Kulun social errors, pieces long beams of cedar wood, aruchim tchuvim a koisel that was sticking out of the koisel. V'yardi dinofish moshe, since it sticks out very far, orich the day the length of it chazalu inshi, people see it v'kekera. So that's exactly what Rashi means. I'm not sure exactly, but the cedar wood somehow sticks out of the wall and it goes very very long. But since it sticks out very very long, people notice it. That's why a maltrus akosha. So the Gemara, man the yama piska the arza, the one that says even just cedar woods sticking out of the koisel is enough to be matter, is kol shchen kini. Avada will be maker with kini bird's nest, because bird's nest is a bigger attraction to look at. So madach he holds that people look at just cedar wood sticking out of the wall, and therefore once they start looking at it, they look all the way up and they'll see the curry even though it's higher than 20 amis. Avada kinim. Kinim, a nest, is something more to look at. Of a man, the Yamakini, the one that says Amaltria, has to have a picture like a nest, only that's kosher. Avo Paski di Arzaloi. I'll tell you, Paski di Arz is no good. Why? Because that's not such an attraction. You don't look just at the cedar wood sticking out. For the Gemara, man, the Yamakiski di Arza. But the one that says what's an Amaltria? Just that you have cedar wood sticking out, that's enough to make Eker. My time, what's the Hezber? What's the word? Why do people look at cedar wood? If you want to say, my time, Mishum de Nofesh Moshe, because it's very long, they're long sticks of wood. And since they're long sticks of wood, that's why people look at it. Fred Gemara of Osuka, that's Shver. Osuka. We're saying now a schach that's Lamala Mechof Amris Posel. Why is the schach Lamala Mechof Posel? Because people don't look so high up. The schach itself is Moshe Tvei. What's going to be if you have a nice long sukkah? That the schach goes down 10 feet, 12 feet, 13 feet. It's a long sukkah. Still, if the schach is l'malo mechof, still it's possum. I, why is it possum? If you tell him now, piska di arza just means long beams, that people look at something very long, so the schach could also be very long. Why is Allah, the schach is l'malo mechof, it's possum? V'osukka de nofesh moshche, it's also very long. Hokamri rabban galoi, and the rabban say that schach is only kosher if it's within 20 amis. If it's l'malo mechof, it's possum. And the Gemara El, the pshat is, kivun the kochoshiv is lekoila. Not salavot, cedar wood is long pieces of wood. It means they're very expensive pieces of wood. It's something special to look at. So when you have nice cedar wood there, therefore people look at it. And once they stop looking at a little bit cedar wood, they start to look up and they realize a curry is on top. That's the way Rashi says the Hezbo. The Rambam says it easier Hezbo, and the Mechaba Vaisa brings down the Rambam. He learns Vaisa Priska the Yazda means that Tsiyurim. There were pictures on the Kura. If you have nice pictures on the Kura, people like to look at pictures. If about there are pictures there, then people will notice it. Even though it's very high up, but something attracts you, pictures attract you, if there'll be pictures on the Kura, that will be mutter, even though it's very high up. That's Pshat and Priska the Yazda. All right. But the Rashi is a mashma there. Rashi is mashma stam. When they worry that if I was a chosh of a piece of wood, I was a chosh of a piece of cedar wood. So far, people start to look at the cedar wood. Now once they're looking up already, they'll look up even higher and they'll notice the kaira. And that's the locha. That if you have a kaira, and you have, well, the locha we hold at the Rambam Shita, that if on the kaira there are siyurim, there are pictures there, so that will make people look up, and they'll look up even higher than 20, it would be kosher. But without Siyurim, a regular Kaira, the Locher is, if it's Lamala Mechot, it's possible. Why? What's the Hezbo? The Churda Maskoner is, because it's only a Svar and Heker. It's a Svar that Rabban instead of Yav a Kaira, now we'll realize this Mokum is not a Rishus Rabin. That's why you let it carry here. So until 20 Amas, people realize it. More than 20 Amas high, people don't realize it. So the Mavaita. Mik, what about the Locher? Mik Tzaz Kaira Betoich Esrim. You have, let's say, a koira, that's the beam going across on top of the Pesach. Let's say it's a thick koira, it's 4 inches thick. Now, mixus of the koira is within 20 amos, and mixus of it is above 20 amos. In other words, exactly mamish put in the middle. The middle of the beam is punked to 20 amos line. So 2 inches down is in the 20 amos, and 2 inches above is higher than the 20 amos. What's the locha? Mixas kura, half of the kura is betoich esrim, is below within the halal, within the span of 20 amas off the ground. Or mixas kura lamalu miyesrim, and another 2 inches of the same kura, since it's a 4 inch, a beam, the top 2 inches is above the 20 amas. What's the locha? And who are in the same shalas by sukkah? Mixas chach betoich esrim. You have 6 chach. A little bit of a schach go down into the sukkah, which is teich esrin. Not out in the sukkah, it means it's within, it's less than 20 amas off the ground. Or miksa schach is 6 schach, yeah, and part of it goes higher, lamala meyesrin. Part of it goes lamala meyesrin. What's the locha? Do you look at the top to say it's possible, or do you look at the bottom to say that it's kosher? That would be the more teretz, we'll see. Omar Rabba, what do you mean? Omar Rabba, Mavui kosher, Rabba wants to say by Mavui Atei it's kosher, the Sukkah posel, but by Sukkah it's posel. For the more Maishin of a Mavui, the kosher. Why do we say by Mavui it's kosher? The Armenian Kolish, we say a new Svara Kolish, as if to say we'd like cut it in half. The top part that's above 20, we like throw away, or else we like push it down, and we only see the bottom part. The Drashi Kolush means Royan Kilo Nitaloi Sayuvi Hayoitzalamale Ote Kuradaka. It's like we cut the beam in half, and the top 2 inches that's above 20, like throw it away, it's not here. And you only have the bottom two, that's Toich Chof, that's why it's kosher. That's the story saying why by Mavui it's kosher. For the Gemara Sukkanami Lema Kolush. Sukkah say the same Svara. Look as if the top 2 inches of the Schach throw away. All you have is the bottom 2 inches of the schach, which is in 20 yamas. So why is it possible? And the Gemara name schach is different. By schach is Allah, you have to have more shade than sun. If you're going to take away part of the thickness of the schach, Hatei was talking about a kimta that there'll be too much sun coming in. In other words, you need the top part of the schach to make the shade there, to make rope shade, and a kimta. For the more bazoi hochinami, the same sorrow should be by Mavui. E kalshis, if you're going to take this beam and like cut it in half, yeah, for the more hochinami, e kalshis, if you're going to take the beam and cut it in half, heavy le kura hanitel bruach of the zoi lechura, the kura then will lose half of its thickness and it'll be a very weak Kura, and it won't be able to stand the wind. The wind will blow it away, like we had this for before. It has to be strong enough, the Kura, to keep a beam on top of it. Here, it won't be able to hold the beam. The Kura has to be strong in order to hold up a brick. If you can't hold up a brick, then the svar is the wind will just throw it away, the kairam. Therefore it's not choshev. So this beam also, we're talking about a normal sized beam that just about holds up a brick.
If you can tell me, Kolish, you take the beam and I cut it in half and only use the bottom part of the beam, the chur, the bottom part of the beam is not strong enough to hold it up. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella korchach nase kishvudin shomachis. Not the pshat we say we cut it in half, but they're like we squashed the whole thing down. We look as if all the 4 inches are like crushed down and the bottom part of the beam is very strong. Of Zay Hochinami, by Sutta said the same sfora. Our korchach nase tzulsim rubem mechamsa. Has rebound on the bottom part of the sukkah, the Shrela Kuruz, like you were saying before, that since Lamaisa, the bottom part of the tzchach is within 20 amos off the ground. So you're standing on the floor, you look up, you see the tzchach there, because within 20 amos you see. So even though you need the top part of the tzchach to make chamsum, silsum, uvim chamsum, so what? Squash it down, make believe as if it's all Lamala Michov, because Lamaisa, you're going to see the tzchach. So why did Rabbi say for tzchach it's possible, and for Mavi it's kosher? Omarova Mipazakya Sukkah Ta Nusvara. Sukkah Dili Yochidi, a sukkah of one person uses a sukkah Loi Mitkar. People don't realize it. Trash Loi Mitkar means Vizimna de Mishtako Miksas Uve Yaschach, Hanichnas Techov, the Kaimakulam Alamichov. It's like a Xerin in a sukkah. A sukkah is only for Yochid, one person. Now you have, let's say, 4 inches thick as chach. The bottom 2 inches takar are within 20 amas, so it should be kosher. We make exerif and we be samech on this, maybe eventually or next year, the bottom part of the tzchach will fall away, and all you'll have left is just the top 2 inches of the tzchach, which is the malam echof. And lemitkar, since it's only one person, he won't realize it, so he'll think it's kosher then also, therefore the rabbanim made exerif not to use it. Mashen kein movi. Mavid l'rabim, mashenkin the mavid, they are rabim, there are a lot of people using it, it's mitkari adodi. Everybody will notice it. People know the halacha and they'll notice it. That why is the mavid kosher now? Because the kaira comes within 20 amas. But lo yitzui, eventually there'll come a time that the bottom of the kaira will rot away. And the beam won't be underneath, won't be within 20. The beam will only be l'mala me 20. And echnami, the rabim will realize it and they'll know it's possible. That's why they didn't make xera by the mavid. That's pshan rabim. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Pufar Ketalokhariz. Sukhi di Araisa, Sukhi di Araisa, Hechmiro Barabonim. The Rabbonim were more machmer to say what? That we have the Gzeira. Sukhi, the Araisa, Hechmiro Barabonim. The Rabbonim were machmer to say, we'll be afraid maybe the bottom of the Tzchach will fall down, and there won't be Lamata Mechof, and you'll still think it's kosher. Therefore, the Rabbonim are more machmer by Sukhi, because they are the Araisa Dikadin. Mashenkin Mavi the Rabbonin, that we need a curry on top of the Mavi is only Midi Rabbonin, like the first Rashi said. Midi Raisa Mavi is not a Rishus Rabin, since it has 3 mechitzes. Because only Midi Rabbonin you have to have this hekir. It's Lechmiro by Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't make Xerah. Since right now this curry is within 20 Amos, let's be afraid maybe the bottom of the curry will rot away and you won't realize it. In the Rabbonin the Galacha, we're not so Machmir. Ravada bar Masnil, Masnilo, Shmaita de Rab Ibcha. He learned over Rabba's halacha a little different. But Omar Rabba like this, Pumfaker. The Movi Posl, it says for Pumfaker. In Movi it's Posl. The about part of the beam is Lamala Mechof, it's Posl. The Sukkah Kshera, by Sukkah is kosher. For the Gemara Maishin of Sukkah, the Kshera with the Armenian Kolish, starting over again. Why by Sukkah do you say this kosher? I part of this Chach is on top of Lamala, the terrace is Kolish. We like cut off the top part and they only use the bottom part of the tzchach. But Mavi Nami Leima Kolish. By Mavi also, let's cut off the top part of the kaira and only use the bottom part of the kaira, which is within 20 amas. So the more again, if Kolishos, if you cut it in half, have a lay kaira and it tells Ruach. The kaira won't be strong anymore and the wind will blow it away. That's why it's possible. For the Gemara Bazei Basuka, the same thing. Hochinami, ikolshes, if you'll take off half of the tzchach, heavy lo chamsum ruvim mitzulsum. Just with the bottom part of the tzchach, there's not enough shade. It'll be possible. Ela akorchuk, what do you have to say? Nasit tzulsum ruvim mechamsa. It's like we squashed the top tzchach down to the bottom part, and we look as if there is roiv chama, roiv tzel, more than chama. Or Bazei by Movi also, hochinami, akorchuk nasu keshudim shamatzis. We look as if the whole kaira is squashed down, and it's a strong kaira, it's like made out of metal now. You still have the thickness of the kaira. So why do you say by Mavi is possum and by Sukkah is kosher? Or my Rabbi Mipazakia, this is what we had before the Pumfaker. Sukkah de l'yochidi rom yanavshia mitcha, Pumfaker. Sukkah that only private people use is your own private sukkah. A person knows what's doing in his own private property. So people will know that as soon as the tzchach, the bottom part of the tzchach, falls away, and all you have left is just the top part of the tzchach, which is the mala mechav, they'll know it's possible. Mashen kein movi, the l'rabim hi, movi is not for one person, it's for 20, 30 people use the movi. There the svari is samchi adodi. Everybody is samach, the other person will realize it. Le mitkri, and nobody will come to do anything. When you really read samach on too many people, the maestri is nobody does it. The Yamri Inshi, the famous word people say, Kidra, the Veshutfa. If you have a pot that you have two people cooking with it, it's no good, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, nobody takes care of it. This cook says the other one's taking care of it, and this cook says the other one's taking care of it. Mainly by your movi, since a lot of people use it, nobody's going to take care of it. So therefore, the other Rabbanu were choshish that maybe the movi will, the kaira, the bottom part of the kaira will rot away, and all you'll be left with is just the top part of the kaira, which is the malamichov, and nobody will realize it. Everybody will be saying on the other person. Therefore, the Rabbanu were more machmir by a movi. Ravino Amal Nachman's Teretz name. Sukkah diraisa leboy chizik. Right? That's what I was careful before. Sukkah, which is a derais, everybody's very machmir to Mekayim the din. You don't need a chizik. Everybody knows as soon as the sukkah will become possible, you won't use it. Mashenkin Movi, the Rabbanan boy chizik. Movi, to use the kair is only a din the Rabbanan. People say, it's only the Rabbanan, we don't care about it. It was once kosher, Mestam is still kosher. Therefore the Rabbanan said, no, we have to make a chizik. At any time it's possible, the bottom of the kair will rot away, and you only have the piece, Lamala Mechop, and then it will be possible. The Rabbanan said it's possible right now. For the Gemara, call upon my heavier law. So we had a lot of different svaras, one way or the other way. What's the maskana? What's the psak? Rabba barav ula omar. Zev is zev posel. Both cases is posel. By suk and by movi. Of a rova omar, aloch is like rova. Zev is zev kosher. Both places is kosher. Why? Chalal sukit.